Also twice here.
Right.
Oh. Why he was fretting here and there in his old days without any self-care. No gain self. Only to please his holy master, Supreme Lord, Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Because they are always worried that all the living beings, feather and trees, creepers, worms, and human or in heavenly plants, or our pot and parcel, and eternally, O servant, eternal servant of Krishna. But they are forgotten and they are very unhappy, everywhere. For millions of, since millions of births, they are seeking, searching happiness of the life. Oh, but they are not happy. Oh, Krishna is very fortunate, very merciful.
Causeless merciful.
He is causeless merciful. And that is why he gave this human form to us. That in very human life you can attain my love and be happy for eternal. Eternal you can be happy. Otherwise, in any spaces of the life that you have gone through endless birth, chain of birth and death, but never you attain happiness. So much sense gratification was there in the life of, in these species of hawks, pigs, dogs and cats and so on. And you have gone through. This is not your first or last birth. So always remember how hawks, pigs and dogs doing and testing, realizing or sense gratification more than you millions of times. But are they happy? Never. So don't waste your time. Try to return back. Return to God. Back to God.
Back to
God.
Back to home.
Back to God. And be happy for it. Oh, he used to tell like this. So, this is the mission. This is the object that why he went whole through world to remind this real truth, eternal truth. I want to tell you a history, a story, that is a very beautiful king, very powerful, a high position, big emperor, oh, once very beautiful and qualified, excellent. Oh, his daughters and sons and all relatives were very, very qualified. But he was not satisfied. He wanted to search any big empire, more beautiful wife, more qualified children. So he came from his kingdom and he was searching. Anyhow, he came to a very big forest. He was searching where to go and to have all these things that I can test more sense gratification, more beautiful wife, children and all. So he was searching and he came to a forest. Oh, in the meantime he saw a very teeny as a girl, very beautiful. He had never seen like that. Oh, she was earth naked, half naked, very beautiful, taking some flowers from this hand to this hand, and in the mood of dancing. Oh, that king was, at once he was attached. Oh, beautiful lady, who are you? And why you are here alone? Oh, beautiful king, I was such a very good husband. Oh, he should be very beautiful. Oh, now I am, my life is successful. My object I have now. Oh, you are very beautiful. I want to make you husband and to be with you. Oh, Kintaro, that I also want. And they embraced each other and became a pair. She has five maid servants, and a very good advisor, unknown, but she told, let us come in a very beautiful
royal palace.
O king, at once giving his hands on the shoulder of that lady, and they enter in a very big, very palatial building. Oh, there were 9 doors, windows, oh, many windows. And out of that palatial building, a very beautiful garden, some river was
flowing gently.
And so many birds were singing. He became very happy. And he became engaged totally and in sense gratification. And he forget that how much time going on. Quickly. After time, he was so much attached that he forget everything he thought. Then one day, a very black, ugly, old lady came. And he told that, I want to marry you. Oh, he was in puzzle what to do. He began to run away, but she was so fast running that forcibly she embraced him. At once, now he became old. In the meantime, a Muslim king, Maharaj Jama, with his all soldiers, what soldiers? Oh, cancer, TB,
tuberculosis,
oh, cough,
AIDS.
Cold.
AIDS.
Yes. Oh, now new dust covered road. AIDS. Oh, so many new.
Brain tumor.
Oh, with all kinds of soldiers, he surrounded that emperor. And quickly he defeated. And he looted his all position. Everything, wealth and everything he took. Then in what he began? He took his soul also. And he died. But at the time of death, he was remembering what?
About his
wife. Beautiful wife. That boy. Not wife, but
girlfriend.
And totally he was absorbed. So what you think, meditate at the time of death, or you will have to be that. So he became a beautiful lady in his
next birth.
Very beautiful. And she was married to any other person. Oh, all has been happened with you. This is not merely a story. It is real. You were also, those who were ladies, they were male, and males
were lady.
It may be not in human form, but cat, dogs, hawk and pigs.
डाल की.
सो ही बिकेम ए ब्यूटिफुल गर्ल नेक्स्ट बार एंड शी वॉज मैरिड टू पर्सन. बट एनी हाउ शी हैड सीन नारद ऋषि एंड बाई दैट गुड फॉर्च्यून she was married with a very devoted person. He was devoted. So he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He used to do. So he, with that class of devotee husband, gradually she developed. And she came in the stage of Nishtha. In the meantime, again death came. And she left her body. But this time she was remembering Krishna and his associates, devotees, and remembering Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna like this. So this time she became a very high class of devotees. He has crossed the stage of Nishtha. So she came in the stage of Ruchi. And Minditan, a very good qualified guru, by the arrangement of Krishna, came to him and he began to chant and remember, doing all activities of Hare Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padashiva. And then he came in the stage of Ashakti. Again she left that body. Again she came in the stage of Ashakti. But very soon, she reached in the stage of Rati. And thus in this way, he was matured in Krishna Bhakti. And he left this body and went to Krishna, back to God and back to home. This is the process we should follow. We have heard from Guru Parampara and from Srimad Bhagavat this story so long. I told the brief. Also, you should know how Krishna is merciful. You know the history of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj told to his students, his friends, those who were
classmates
in the school of Shandamarga. What? From beginning,
material comforts, and in this way we will Lord Prabhupada said, my dear friends, come here. I want to share something with you. I have something very important I want to tell you. What is that? I want to tell you about spiritual life. They said, we don't want to know about spiritual life. No, we are young. We are children. We want to laugh and play and fight with each other. And when we are very, very old, when we are old and useless and good for nothing, at that time, when we cannot play anymore, then we'll think about spiritual life. Because death will be very close, so then we have to think about these things. But now, no need. God said, no. Do you know that death can come at any moment? We are thinking death will come after 10 or 20 years, 30 years. No, death can come today. You have suggested to me that we will become serious about spiritual life when we are old. But tell me, do you have any written guarantee that you will ever be old? Do you have any written guarantee? No guarantee at all. Who is the oldest person? The oldest person is that person who is closest to death. So you cannot say how old you are. What percentage of your life has passed? Yes, someone's thinking, I have 20 years old, so 20% of my life has passed. But if they will die tomorrow, then 99.9% of their life has passed. So who can say who is oldest? Oh, don't think like this. He told them, in this life, it may be that you can live up to 100 years. But of 100 years, half of your life is spent sleeping, only lying down, recovering from the things you're trying to do on your way.
Or so much places here you can come. Or there are so many chairs. Wow.
So half of your life wasted, only doing nothing. Then, in childhood, 10 years, children, they're generally not very intelligent or philosophical. They only like to play, so another 10 years finished. Next 10 years, education. You have to learn some art or some skill so that you can maintain your life being a lawyer or a doctor or politician or anything like that. So another 10 years finished. And at the end of your life, from 80 to 100, at that time, your body is old. You cannot move very well. So much pain in your body. Even at night you cannot sleep. Always phlegm coming. So much pain, headaches. That time your eyes cannot see, your ears cannot hear, you cannot speak properly. All your senses are failing. 20 years or so.
We will, all those who are very beautiful, young, they will have to be old. Or they have we see so many girls, so many boys, very beautiful and young. They will be in the same stage or they will be old. Oh, they must be old. Very soon, old is waiting for you, then beauty will come. And this body will be given to fire. Or, be ready. Here, careful.
So, 50 years wasted sleeping, 10 years playing around with no good sense in childhood, 10 years education, and 20 years in old age. It leaves a very small space in the middle. This is the small space where you are fit and strong and in the prime of your life and ready to give all of your energy and make good advancement. But what do you do this? In that 20 years, I want to have a wife or another wife and some children and nice car and house and holidays and see the world and go here and there and have so many adventures. And those middle years also squandered and wasted. So in this way, one's life passes. If you think that you can do better and remember God in your old age, oh then, you pass your whole life filling your mind with all types of sense objects. That's how you're chanting. Hare Krishna, and your children are coming in your mind. Oh, daddy, daddy, oh, mommy, mommy. Your chanting, your dog is coming, and your dog came in your mind. And then your horse. And your bags? Then oh, you went here and went there. All the pictures by your two cameras, you made so many videos throughout your life. And you turn the video library right here. And every time you go to Chan Hare Krishna, then your mind is saying, I want to take that. Tell me. You turn it off. Hare Krishna, and then take up another day. On and on like this. Perhaps some of us are familiar with this scenario. So Prabhupada is saying, so why are you saying at the end of your life? Now, when you're young, when you have energy, your mind is fresh, when it's not full of so many mature impressions. Come out as that prayer. From your very childhood, begin your spiritual life. So then, the friends of Prabhupada Maharaj, they heard from him. They are not these bodies, they are souls. And the soul is moving in the chain of birth and death. And unless the soul becomes conscious of God, realizing the presence of Supreme Lord at every moment, everywhere, with a loving relationship, then again, in the ignorant chain of birth and death, without any cessation, they were very impressed. Oh, Prabhupada, this is a good idea. Okay. So tell us, what do we have to do? Then Prabhupada said, Guru Sushusraya Bhakta Sarabhanda Parenacha Sangeya Saru Bhaktanam Ishvara Gadarenacha. If you want to learn the process how to develop a very strong and deep attachment, pure transcendental love for Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, first thing to do, Guru Sushusraya Bhakta. You should have a very bona fide spiritual master, Guru. And you should hear very patiently and attentively, submissively with open hearts to the instructions of the Guru and try to assimilate those instructions, follow those instructions in your life. Whatever you have, my body, mind, heart, words, all my property, everything is yours. In your hands, you can do it as you like. In this way, one should be Sharanagat, unconditionally surrendered at the lotus feet of Sadhguru. And Sangeya Sadhu Bhaktana, try to keep the company of saintly persons. If we associate with materialistic persons, what happens? We can't check it. The mood of material sense gratification and ignorance is contagious. And it begins to saturate our consciousness and we become just like them. Our consciousness is like one crystal. If you keep a crystal on a blue cloth, it becomes full of blue reflections. If you keep a crystal on a red cloth, it becomes full of red reflections. In the same way, our consciousness reflects our environment. It is said, man is known by the company he keeps. If you keep the company of materialistic persons who are following the path of ignorance and misunderstanding, then this consciousness will saturate us and will become just like them. So Prabhupada told his friends, Sangeya Sadhu Bhaktanam, try to keep the company of sadhus, liberated persons, enlightened persons, those who are very gentle and dedicated to the lotus feet of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. If you will associate with them, like a miracle, or almost effortlessly even, automatically, their moods, their feelings, their tendency to serve Krishna, it will be reflected on the crystal of your heart and will become a pure devotee, just as they are. So then, Prabhupada Maharaj, having given these instructions to his friends, they became very inspired. Oh, we accept you as our guru. What should we do? Prabhupada Maharaj told them, we should chant as, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's so many other instructions, but I'm very much able to reveal them to us from this own lotus now.
All the friends of Prahlad Maharaj, now they are very strong faith on Prahlad Maharaj. They are told, now what we should do? He told that What is good, don't give up for tomorrow. Just today. And what you want to do, good thing, today or just now. This moment. So we should try to search a bona fide guru who can help us, who is the representative of Supreme Lord, who is perfect guru, bona fide. Don't delay. Otherwise, Prahlad Maharaj told, Kaumar Acharita, your age is 5 years. Oh, just now, don't delay. At this moment. Otherwise, this life will be done. You know that some dies in home. Some after 1 day, 2 days. Or some 5 years. Some 25 years. And some not, they are dying even in 100 age, right? And with cough or with AIDS and with so many. They are not dying, but very young, beautiful. Young persons are dying. So you should not keep this thing for tomorrow. Just pray to Krishna and he will at once help you. You know that Hiranyakashipu was so big, a strong person. Prahlad Maharaj, only 5 years age, very soft. He had not gone to school, college and anything at that age. And his father, he has a boon that he will not die in day, in night, by any weapon, by any human person or any demigods or by any animal, in any month, in any year,
not day, not night, not
in sky, not in
on the earth,
Oh, he has a very special bone from Brahma.
Like immortal.
And he was big, like a mortal. But in a moment, he wanted to control Prahlad, but he could not. And in a moment, what became? Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj. I speak something in brief. How he lost his life.
So Hiranyakashipu, when he heard from the teacher Sanatana that Prahlad, he has been teaching his other friends and contaminating them with the knowledge of the devotees. Then Hiranyakashipu, he appeared on the scene and very angrily said, Prahlad! How dare you? How can you do such a thing? Where are you at these things? Very, very angry. And then he took Prahlad and he thought that this boy, he's incorrigible. He cannot be taught. So then I'll have to deal with him. So he took Prahlad to a big mountain and threw him on the mountain onto some rocks. But Prahlad was very, very humble and equipoised. He had no fear. And falling on the rocks had turned into like cotton. And it was caught in like a trampoline. It was very, very soft and he was caught. Then he thought I'll give him some poison. Prahlad, he took the poison and he offered. And this Lord Vishnu, he
child. And Allah returns and no problem. Then he, so many different things he did, and finally, he had one sister, her name was
Holika.
And Holika had a bone that she could walk into fire, and that that fire would never burn her. So he called his sister, and he asked, "Oh Holika, please, I have one favor." And he gave her some good wealth, and Holika, she put on a very nice, beautiful sari. Said, "No problem, brother. I will take Pallad." And she said, "Oh, Pallad, oh, come here, sweet Pallad." And Pallad, very, very innocently, he went, she took it in her hands, and then started to carry Pallad into the burning fire. As she went into the fire, she started to scream, and she was burnt, scorched. And Pallad, he was, nothing happened. The fire for him was just like walking through a cool breeze. Then Pallad, he thought, oh, the father, Hiranyakashipu, became very afraid. He thought, so this boy, that no matter what I try to do, I cannot kill him. And his heart was palpitating. He did not know what to do, what not to do. Then two teachers started laughing. They said, oh, why are you so worried that our father, Shukracharya, he's not here now. But when he comes, definitely he can find a solution to this. Because who is Shukracharya? That he's, by his power, he's such a great Acharya, that one who is dead, he can bring to life. And one who is alive, by his mere will, that person immediately will die. He said, so you just wait some time, and when our father comes, then he will deliver this boy. So, in this way, Pallad, he was with the boys, and Pallad was in this way contaminating more and more these young children. So then,
then they were doing kirtan, and at once he came. I want to kill you.
Pallad, he was engaging in kirtan with his friends and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Hiranyakashipu came very, very angry and about to take Pallad, and just so frustrated. But then,
like a club and sword, at once he was ready to cut.
So he was with his club and with his sword, he was about to just activate the head of Pallad, just kill him. But he said, Pallad, where is your Krishna? He said, now you impudent little boy, that your death is now coming. Then he said, why are you not afraid? Why are you so calm? Why are you so peaceful? Why are you so equipoised? Where are you getting this power from? From Vishnu? Where is he?
Here.
Then he said, he said, where are you getting your power from? He said, is he in that pillar? And then, Pallad, very, very innocently, he was just saying yes. And then, Hiranyakashipu, he went to the pillar with his so hit the pillar, and then all of a sudden, then Lord Nishinde, he appeared on the scene. Lord Nishinde, his eyes very, very red, his hair, the mane, reaching the sky, bristling, and his nails very, very sharp and long. And Hiranyakashipu seeing this, he could understand that death was something like standing before him. Closing his eyes, he starts to jump in the air and fight with Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu, just very deftly, playing along with him. And sometimes catching Hiranyakashipu. Next second, Hiranyakashipu would get out of his wrath. And the dead gods, watching, they would say, oh, alas, 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 he's escaped. And in this way, Hiranyakashipu was being played with by Lord Shinde. Just like, like Garuda is playing with the snake. Just very, very deftly playing with him. Then, finally, Hiranyakashipu, when he was satisfied with his playing, then when Lord Shiva was satisfied with his playing, then he took Hiranyakashipu and just strapped him on his lap. And with his nails, which were so sharp, he went into the chest of Hiranyakashipu and just ripped it apart, took out his intestines, and then wrapped around like a flower. Then all the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Lakshmi, they saw that Lord Vishnu was so fierce and so angry. They did not know who to go. Lord Brahma, he was looking, and then looked to Lord Shiva, that, oh Lord Shiva, now you can go and offer prayers and appeasement. Then Lord Shiva said, no, that you are more senior than me, you go. Then Lord Brahma, he was looking, then looked to Lord Indra. Lord Indra said, no, I cannot go. Then they said, oh, ladies first, Ashley, you go. Lakshmi said, no, I always stay behind the gentleman. So nobody wanted to go. She said, no, today is not for me. That the lady's position is always behind the gents. Not like going in front, that this is not the culture. So then, finally, they said, oh, Pallad, you go. And then Pallad, without any fear, he went to...
He jumped in the lap of Nishin.
Not going so slowly, but jumping on the lap of Lord Shindray. And Lord Shindray, now with tears in his eyes, he was apologizing to Pallad, saying, oh, Pallad, please forgive me, that I have taken so long to come. And for my sake, you have to undergo so much hardships. So please forgive me. Said, I'm very pleased with you that whatever benediction you want, that I'm willing to give this. Then Pallad Maharaj, he said, oh, that our position is that you're my master and I'm your servant. That I do not want any material benediction from you. That actually, because I'm born from a family of demons, that I have so many material desires within the core of my heart. So please, do not want this with attempting with some benediction. Please don't do this. And he said, and anyway, that if I ask for any benediction, then this would be like a relationship as a merchant, one who's coming and doing something and asking for some reward. Said, but I am not like this. I am not a market dealer. But actually, I am your servant, and I'm doing this only out of pure love. So then Lord Shingray, he said, but still, you're saying that you have no material desire, that you have material desire, but you have no material desires in your heart. Please ask some benediction. Then he asked, so my father, that he's been so inimical to you, that please free him from the reactions of his activities. And then Lord Shingray said, actually, Pallad, because you're pure devotee, then your father is automatically liberated. It's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that one who takes the path of devotional service, even in the mid-life stage, the Kanishka Adhikari, that several generations that they are liberated, that one who achieves the intermediate stage, Madhu Adhikari, that 14 generations they are liberated, and one who achieves the Uttam stage, topmost platform, that 21 generations that they liberated. So he said, your father is already liberated because he has the good fortune of having a son like you. So you ask some other benediction. And then Pallad, very, very compassionate, so compassionate, he said, so I ask the benediction that all the living entities who are suffering, that the simple reactions which are to come to them, that you take that and you put that on my head, and I'll take this and I'll suffer for them, and then they can go back home back to Godhead. At this, already Lord Vishnudev, he was crying. At this, he was completely melted. Completely melted. And he said, oh, Pallad, you're completely wounded. That one who hears this pastime, that they will get the benediction, that also that they will be liberated. And this way, this pastime is being explain, to show the magnanimous and exalted nature of the devotees like Lord Maharaj.
He had a very great personality like Hiranyakashipu, long life, high position, so many bonds, but he was not happy by sense gratification. And in the next hand, Prahlad Maharaj, a very small boy, chanting and remembering Lord, and he was happy.